My role here today is really to set the overall context for the day in terms of this programme of work, where it came from and why it's important, I suppose. And the next two speakers following me will be further setting that context in terms of baseline measures in the three hospitals, and then a personal perspective of the experience of care in an acute hospital. For a person with dementia, and I suppose how far maybe we still have to go to improve that experience. So this really sets the scene, this early part of the morning sets the scene for the three hospital projects that you'll be hearing from after coffee. And we'll be hearing about the ways and what these hospitals have been doing to develop dementia care pathways and to improve the care experience of people with dementia. These projects are still only part of the way through, so they are a work in progress. So what we're hearing today isn't final results or a description of complete success, but really sharing what's been happening, what's been tried, what's worked well, what maybe didn't work so well. And this event, as Madeline said, is really about sharing this learning. And this is maybe a different approach to other events where a completed project is often presented with an emphasis just on success, almost with a big red bow on top for people to go off and just off you go now and roll this out. I suppose our experience is that in terms of trying to sustain innovation and to further roll out good work, it's much more helpful to present emergent findings in terms of what worked and what didn't work, so that others can take this and adapt it to their own local context and have some ownership of any change that might be required. So this event is really about starting this discussion about how these projects and what's been going on in these hospitals might be more than just projects, and how the successful elements of these can be sustained and possibly replicated and rolled out to other hospitals. Okay. So the HSC and Genio Dementia programme, I'm going to describe the programme and introduce just some key concepts for the day. And these three hospitals are part of a larger programme of work that's been running since 2011. And the aim of that programme is to support the person with dementia to remain home, living well for as long as possible, and to improve the care system for people with dementia so that wherever they encounter their needs for care, acute hospitals and so on, that it's a better experience for them. And there are three strands to this work. The first was to develop a range of community-based, personalised responses for people with dementia and their carers, and there are 9 sites involved in that work. The second was to develop integrated care pathways in acute hospitals, and that's what we'll be hearing about today in the three sites. And finally, as Michael said, to support the implementation of the National Dementia Strategy, particularly intensive home care packages, and there are 4 new sites engaged in this work. Yeah. And this just gives you a snapshot of where these sites are so that you can see across the country. We're really testing new ways of supporting people with dementia in urban and rural locations and in different types of services. Now, you don't need me to tell you, you all know that dementia is a very complex issue. It's multidimensional, reflecting the physical, social, psychological, medical and other needs of each person. And for this reason, there are lots of different actors involved in supporting people with dementia in multiple settings, in their homes, in their communities, in acute hospitals. Dementia is often a long-term disorder with significant comorbidities. We know that there are significant gaps in services and a lack of integration. And when people with dementia are in acute hospitals, we know that on average they have a significantly longer length of stay than people who do not have dementia, that they have poorer outcomes the longer they are in hospital, and that all of this, not only the impact on the person, but has significant cost implications for our services. And for these reasons and more, there's no single service or agency that has the solution to this, the expertise or the resource to address the entirety of dementia effectively. And then with this complex disease, it ends up in acute hospitals often, which are very complex systems. And we know that just in terms of their everyday work, acute hospitals are very complex environments. On top of that, then, we layer more complexity in terms of initiatives like the Winter Initiative, the Integrated Care Programme, the introduction of other pathways such as the Frailty Pathway, which means that introducing any change, particularly a hospital-wide change, is very challenging and not to be undertaken lightly. So I think the work that's been done has been, very cognizant of that. And we use this idea or the concept of a complex adaptive system as a way of trying to understand the complexity that's going on. And I think Alan, in this quote, kind of describes very well the approach that we try to take, which is to conduct a range of smaller innovations and find ways to constantly evaluate and learn and adjust the steps as you go. And I think that's been very much the experience of each site. Even though you start off with a very clear plan, you have to keep adjusting that. And because of the complexity of dementia itself and the systems we work in, we use a mechanism called a dementia consortium to work across the whole hospital and the external environment to engage all the relevant stakeholders in developing new responses and in bringing about the change required. And this gives just a flavour of the kind of membership in a dementia consortium. So the three leaders that we will hear from today, while wonderful in themselves, they have achieved what they have by working through and with the individuals and groups that are parts of these consortiums. And this is part of the shared responsibility about bringing about change in a complex system like a hospital, because a very positive change in one part of the hospital can have unintended and possibly negative consequences in another part of the hospital. So the types of people involved are the senior clinicians across the disciplines and the specialisms, the senior managers across the hospital, community and voluntary organisations, GP and primary care team members, the whole community health and social care side, nursing homes, and education and training supports that exist within the acute hospital. So it's a very wide-ranging group. And you might think, well, isn't that just a big group that meets to try and get this work done? And it is to an extent, but there are some important ways in which these groups work. So they have an explicit agenda and agreed goals. So while members of that group may have different agendas or different priorities, when they come together around this work, it's very much around the agreed goals. It uses co-production as a means of harnessing the expertise within that group and sharing ownership. Everyone's an active member. It's not just showing up as a representative to sit on this in this group. It really maintains this relentless focus on the person with dementia so that the improvements are really directed in that way. And then it develops these integrated and shared responses, is focused on measuring progress and sharing learning, which is part of the reason we're here today. I want to just bring the focus back to the person. And this is a couple from the west of Ireland who are participants in one of the projects in Mayo. And alongside it is a quote from a carer who describes very simply, "No one ever asked me what I needed, what would really help me." And she probably describes one of the gaps in our system, which is really listening to what the person and family say they need at a point in time. And our experience is that that is usually quite a simple ask. So in terms of the change we want to see, we know that creating better processes and structures within the hospital should improve the experience of the person with dementia. And that's the idea behind the thinking behind a care pathway. But the work that's going on at the hospitals is also really focusing on the person and their unique needs. And we call this person-centred care or personalised care, personalised supports. And how we make this real in an acute hospital context is this concept that Madeline described of the person with dementia and their carer really being central to designing what it is they need. This is a different way of approaching people to a needs assessment and needs to run alongside that, if you like. These responses need to be flexible and responsive to the person, their circumstances, their stage of illness, their comorbidities, and focused on maintaining this concept of personhood, maintaining dignity, recognising the strengths and the existing capacities that still remain for the person and their life history, the wider context that they've come from, and avoiding this exclusive focus on deficits. And there can be a sense that this very person-centred or very tailored way of working is by definition more expensive. But in an economic evaluation that Professor O'Shea from NUI Galway carried out on four of our community sites, they found that looking at a group, there was over 180 people who were really on the margins of care between being at home and going into residential care. They found that the combined kind of HSE and personalised supports cost about one third of a nursing home place. So, this very kind of personalised and responsive approach doesn't necessarily need to cost an enormous amount. So that's some of the background and context for today's event. And this is really about sharing the learning from these three sites so far. As I said, it's still a work in progress. So they're along the road of the work that they've been setting out to do, and they're by no means there yet. But as you can see from the stands here, enormous learning so far. And we really want to just start this discussion about how we can sustain the beneficial and effective innovations that have emerged, and maybe think about beginning to implement similar approaches in other hospitals. As a starting point, though, as Michael said, you're all leaders in the hospitals and sectors that you've come from. And maybe to go away with identifying what we can do now, what might lead to immediate improvements for people with dementia. We can sometimes get overwhelmed, I think, by the scale of the change and the complexity of the system that we work in. But we found that there are amazing people in the health services and in the acute hospitals we've been working with. We need to support them and encourage them to bring about the positive change that they can do in their own area of responsibility. I'm just going to tell one example. There are many more, but one example of this and how it's happened. One of these hospitals and a catering officer who took part in dementia training as part of the overall training initiative that was going on in the hospital. And they were struck by how nutrition can be such a big issue for people with dementia and some of the challenges that it can pose. And they got together with a nutritionist in the hospital to see what they could do. And they looked at evidence, and I think they found evidence from the UK on how people with dementia can find it hard to see their food on white crockery and white plates and so on. So they undertook to bring in different coloured crockery into two wards in the hospital. And they're now studying whether this can increase food intake and whether it makes a difference. And if it does, this is something that they can roll out to all the wards in the hospital. So really small example of somebody in an area, that might be typically be expected to be leading out on change, doing what they can in their area of expertise. And similarly, the estates personnel in the different hospitals have been really involved in environmental improvements and have championed initiatives in their own departments and have really been great leaders. So we need to unleash those champions who are not just among the clinical staff right across the disciplines, but right throughout the hospitals and take up that shared responsibility for improving the care experience of people with dementia. So that's all I have to say, but it's my job to introduce Dr. Anne-Marie Brady. And Madeline spoke about how one of the streams of our work is about trying to develop, commission, bring together evidence of change, of what works. And we're very fortunate that Dr. Brady and her team from the Department of Nursing and Midwifery in Trinity College Dublin and NUI Galway are working on this with the three hospitals. Anne-Marie is the Director of the Centre for Practice and Healthcare Innovation and Associate Professor in the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Trinity. And she has many years of both clinical practice, education and research. And she's going to be presenting the baseline findings from the three sites so far.